Several thousand homeless people are on the streets of San Francisco. No one knows exactly how many. They're a big issue in the city, where tourism is a major industry. This week, the hotel industry there is launching an aggressive billboard campaign designed to discourage handouts to panhandlers. NPR's John McChesney reports.
San Francisco's tourist industry has taken a beating in the last 2 years, from fears of terrorism after 9/11, the dot-com crash, and now worries over SARS. The hotel council's Bob Begley acknowledges those things have had a negative impact, but he insists that homeless panhandlers remain a major deterrent to tourism.
No matter where we travel in the world and selling San Francisco, the first question generally that pops out of a mouth is, what has happened to San Francisco? When are you going to do something about it? And we've run out of excuses.
On a table in his office, Begley lays out samples of a $65,000 billboard campaign to combat panhandlers. One of them shows a happy tourist couple waving from the waterfront and saying, "Today we rode a cable car, visited Alcatraz, and supported a drug habit." The message underneath reads, "Giving to panhandlers doesn't help, it hurts." Begley reads from another billboard mock-up.
"Today I did Tai Chi, donated some change, and helped spread STDs, sexually transmitted diseases."
Begley's organization represents 55 San Francisco hotels. He says if the homeless don't get handouts on the street, they'll be forced to seek out professional agencies for help. He says homeless people come to San Francisco because they know it's a soft touch. Homeless advocates, of course, dispute this. Paul Bowden is with the Coalition of the Homeless. He scorns the hotel council's claim that it's trying to help the homeless by cutting off their panhandling income.
The reason why the hotel council doesn't want people giving money to panhandlers isn't because of drug addiction. It isn't because poor people are dying of sexually transmitted diseases. It's because they want them to get the hell out of downtown.
No one knows for sure how many of the city's homeless are addicts. A 2002 U.S. Conference of Mayors survey shows that an average of 32% of the homeless are addicts. That's lower than the often reported 65%. On Van Ness Avenue, which is the main street through the city, panhandlers occupy nearly every corner, holding up cardboard signs asking for help from passing motorists. Choosing randomly, we talked with Marlene, who didn't want to give her last name. In her soiled, ragged white coat, Marlene does not fit the stereotype projected by the hotel council. She says she's not an addict, and to the untrained eye, she doesn't look like one. She says she came to San Francisco because she was going blind, and the Lions Club here offered free eye surgery.
"I had a home, I had a job, I lost it all. I went blind."
"What's it like standing out here?"
"It's humiliating. It's really humiliating."
I explained the council's billboard campaign and asked her how she'd feel about it.
"I'd be infuriated if they make it where people can't panhandle for money. Like, that's a very innocuous, harmless thing. These drug addicts, they're going to get their money somehow. They're going to resort to shoplifting, purse snatching, mugging. So stopping panhandling is going to make crime rise."
The hotel council's campaign is only the latest in the city's effort to reduce the cash flow to homeless people. Last November, 60% of San Francisco's voters passed an initiative that will drastically reduce city welfare payments to homeless adults without children who don't qualify for state and federal aid. The new law will affect about 3,000 people, whose regular checks will go from nearly $400 a month to about $60. Advocates of the measure said the city's poor were using the monthly cash to buy drugs and alcohol. The money saved by the new law is supposed to go into additional housing and services for the homeless, but just how the new law will be administered has become a debate in the upcoming mayoral campaign, making this the fourth consecutive mayor's race in which San Francisco's homeless have been a central issue. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.